me. I'm substituting today for Pastor Gordon, who's away. This morning, we are reminded by the prophet Haggai that there are words of wisdom from passages of Scripture we don't think about very often or read. But as this passage of Scripture came up in the lessons for today, I think it has a lesson to teach us. There's a Frank Sinatra song from the 60s, and you're going to be happy I'm not going to sing it. But I'll give you the words, and maybe you'll remember it. Once there was a rubber tree plant, and there was a very small ant. Some said, none can move that rubber tree plant. Some said, ants can't. Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant. The task that faced the people of Israel in the year 520 BC was just as daunting as the task of the ant. They had returned from exile. They had come back to a land that was destroyed. Their homes were destroyed. The crops had gone fallow. They had to replant everything. And they had worked very hard to do that. They had rebuilt houses. I think of the people of Jamaica and how they're having to pick up now and put everything back together. Well, that's the task that faced the people of Israel. But God said, okay, you've done all that. You built your houses. You've planted your gardens. You've gathered animals and sheep and cattle and donkeys, but you haven't done a thing about my house. So now, people of Israel, it's time to get up and get started. You know, I think the people of Israel are kind of like I get sometimes. When I have a big job that I have to do, and I hate to get started. I just can't get motivated to do this thing I need to do. Yesterday, my yard was a mess. I have a magnolia tree. If any of you have one, you know. They are the messiest trees alive. This time of the year, they're dropping all their burrs from their seed pods. And so my yard was full of burrs. All week long, I've been saying, I got to get out there. I got to get out there and get those burrs up. And yesterday, I did. You know, a big job or a small job, our job of building God's house just takes getting started. Just do it. Just do it. Haggai comes along with the voice of God, and he says to the people, Lord, give us courage and hope to conquer the unconquerable, to face the impossible, to build the dream. The word of the Lord from Haggai this morning, there are two things. One is, take courage and work. Take courage, declares the Lord. Take courage, Joshua and Jehozadak, and all of you, all the people of the land, take courage and work. The word of the Lord to the people of Israel is, get up off your indecision and do something. Stop fooling around with fooling around and start working. He says, go up to the mountains, cut down some trees, bring them down. Get started on building the house of the Lord. I think for all of us, it's getting started. That's the hard part. And today the word of the Lord comes to us and it says, you got a big job, you don't want to do it, you don't know how to get started, take courage from God. If you've ever putting off a major job because it seems so overwhelming, then you need to hear this word this morning. Take courage from God. Get started. Pick up a block. And then the next one. And then the next one. And you see what happens? Once you get started, it gets done. Now that's what the people of Israel discovered when they started to build God's house. Once they got started, once they got the courage to set the first stone in place, to cut down the first tree, then it was easier. Then it was easier. I recently read a report about the Southern California Medical Association diet for weight control. So if this is your mountain to climb, here's some directions for you. These are exercises that are guaranteed to take off weight. Beating around the bush, you lose 75 calories. Climbing the walls, 15. Passing the buck, 25. Dragging your heels, 100. Mountains out of molehills, 500 calories. So, you know, if you want to get real exercise, you have to get started. And God says to Haggai and to us, take courage. Pick up that first block. Now, the second word of the Lord from Haggai is this. The promise of the Lord is with you. As for the promises which I made you when you came out of Egypt, my spirit is abiding in your midst. Do not fear. The people of Israel had been uprooted. They, generations, in fact, had been born while they were away from their land. There was no temple where they were. There was no synagogue for the teaching of their religion. And now they're back home again. They're back home again. And they're facing all this rebuilding. And they're facing this impossible task to build not only a home and a house for God, but to build a nation. And so Haggai reminds the people of the promise of God, I am with you, do not fear. I am with you, do not fear. We don't have to build the whole house at one time. This church didn't get built in a day. I remember driving by here when there was just dirt, pine trees, actually. But it got built. And your dreams and your tasks that you have to do, will get built. Maybe not in one day. Maybe not tomorrow. Maybe not this week. But if you get started, have no fear. God is with you. You'll get it done. You'll get it done. The former moderator of the Presbyterian Church, U.S., Marge Carpenter, who was an elder from Big Spring, told about going to the General Assembly of the Korean, of the church, Presbyterian Church in Korea. You know, Presbyterian missionaries went to Korea more than 100 years ago and planted the seeds of the gospel. And today, the Presbyterian Church of Korea is the fastest growing Presbyterian church in the world. Anyway, Marge told about being there with the people to help them celebrate the opening of a new seminary in Seoul. It was built for 150 students, but there were already 2,100 enrolled. As they were there gathered for the facilities, prayers were said, hymns were sung, and at the end, pigeons were released, signifying the spread of the gospel. Marge commented the planners had forgotten the nature of pigeons, and the assembled crowd was duly baptized from above. The missionaries to Korea and to all the places where our church has sent them have started from nothing, from scratch. But they built the churches in those lands. And look what's happening to the Presbyterian Church in Korea. They built it with the same courage, with the same promise of God that we have today. So I'm going to give you now, at the end of this sermon, a few moments of silence. I want you to think about what you have to do that you've been putting off, some big job or little job or something that's just so hard to start. Now think about that for a minute. I'm going to give a few seconds of silence. Now hear the word of the Lord for you. Take courage and work, for I am with you, says the Lord. Go home and begin. Go home today and begin the task that is before you. The Lord is with you. Amen.